Hello.
Hello. My name is Cassandra. Returning your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was charged on my card, and I don't know what this is for. Who are you exactly?
Customer Support, man. We are Customer Support, and we represent over 100 online vendors. So can I have your zip code so I can look that information up for you, please?
Oh, look at what?
Can I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can look that information up?
Yes. 07728.
No, sir.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
Kathleen Rall, R-A-L-L.
Okay, Kathleen, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Yeah, P.O., but I'm sorry, 163 Coors de Martinique, that's three words. First word is C-O-U-R-S, second word is D-E, third word is Martinique, M-A-R-T-I-N-I-Q-U-E, that's in Freehold, New Jersey, 07728, and it's Unit C.
Okay, thank you for the information, Kathleen. Just give me a moment, the system is still loading.
Okay.
Okay, Kathleen, so I do have an account pulled, though. How can I help you today?
What is it for?
Ma'am, it's for, what is the charge amount that you're talking about?
6732.
Okay, ma'am, so I do see that charge for 6732 on December 26th, ma'am. And the reason why you have that charge, ma'am, because on December the... That charge is coming from the first initial charge on December the 21st, where you paid $5.74 for a cap, a baseball type of a cap that you wear on your head, a cap. December the 21st,
yeah.
Ma'am. You paid $5.74. Okay, that cap, when you got that cap, ma'am, it's supposed to have been free, and you paid the $5.74 shipping handling. But the cap also comes with a membership. A monthly membership, and that membership is 60. Yes, ma'am. And it was stated in terms and conditions, ma'am.
I don't want that. I would never put into a subscription. I can't afford that.
I understand what you're saying, but stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Well, who reads those, really? You know, come on.
I understand, ma'am, but it was there. Yes, ma'am, it was in the terms and conditions. I understand.
Okay,
you read it.
I understand. I want it now canceled. Can you do that?
Oh, yes, hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Hold on, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't get this cap yet. So how am I in the subscription? You know?
No, ma'am. Subscription and
it's 10 days after you place the order. The showing of the cab was shipped. Let me see.
No, ma'am, it did not go through. But it is transmission once the transit out.
Ma'am, it's showing that the cab is in transit, so it's on its way to you. It's in transit.
Well, that's great, but why am I being paying for a subscription 5 days after I purchased that?
Yes, ma'am, because the cab, like I stated, ma'am, all of this was explained. Yes, ma'am. All of this was explained in terms and conditions. That membership cap comes with the membership. So you asked me to cancel. I did cancel, so you won't have any other further charges, and you still will get your cap. The cap is in transit, on its way to you.
Are you crediting me for the 67?
No, ma'am, but that's a valid charge. That was part of the membership, ma'am.
No, it's not a valid charge because I didn't know it was a subscription. I was buying a cap.
But, ma'am, it was, ma'am, yes, ma'am, but It was in the terms and conditions, okay, ma'am.
This is bullshit. What is the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center.
Okay, that's great. Now, what's the name of your company?
Ma'am, I can't tell you that.
Oh, you can't tell me what the name of your company is?
No.
And why is that?
Ma'am, I cannot tell you that.
Why?
Well,
answer
ma'am,
the question.
Ma'am, it's the company where you purchased the cap from.
Well, give me that number then.
Ma'am, it's the number that you called the first time.
And what is that company name?
Ma'am, it's the number that you called the first time. Was it a 1-8? I don't know, ma'am. The 1-800 number.
Yes. I want that taken from my account. I want it credited.
Ma'am, that is a valid charge, ma'am.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And you damn well know it's not. Because you people do this all the time. You put it in the last page of 16,000 pages. And you damn well know it.
Ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions. Some people read it. Yes, ma'am. Some people read it. Some don't.
Yeah. And don't you count on that to get my money. All right. What is your name?
My name is Cassandra.
And what is your last name, Cassandra?
I can give you my last name, ma'am.
So I can't have the company name. I can't have your name. This
I gave you
I'm
first name,
you.
Ma'am.
Is that your business, Zero? I'm going to report you. What is the company you are under right now? What is the name of that company?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center. We represent over 100 online vendors.
What is the name of your third-party company?
Ma'am, we are customer support.
That's great. What is the name of the company you are supporting so I can get in touch with them?
Ma'am, this is the company. We are customer support, ma'am. And I can help you with your account. You asked me to cancel the account, ma'am, and that's what I did.
Well, I want that credited to 6732. I am not paying $70 for a damn cap.
Ma'am, that's not, no, ma'am, that's not for the cap. The $67.32, ma'am, comes with a voucher for $199. That's what the membership you're paying for. But like I say, it's connected to the cap. This membership comes with a voucher.
I don't know what they do, honey. What the hell does this company do? What am I paying for?
Ma'am, you're paying for the membership. And the membership comes with a voucher for $199. So you can purchase items online.
For what?
Well, you can purchase items online, ma'am, from the gadget store.
From the what?
The online gadget store. You can purchase items online with the voucher.
Oh, my God. What is the website in which I bought the cap? Supposedly?
Hold on. Let me see if I find it. Hold on. Is Maximum Demand Store, www.maximumdemandstore.com.
All right, I'm going to report you. Goodbye.